The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now a question. Who does the chores in your house?
Can I give you some jobs and you tell me what colour that is?
In my house.
In your house.
In my house.
Cooking and meal preparation. Also, you can have a purple job, which is kind of split.
Yeah, I'd say purple on that. A bit more pink than purple, but like pinky purple.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Cleaning and tidying.
Blue.
Gardening and what the Yanks call yard work.
Oh, yeah. That's a pink job.
That's
my
pink.
House. Yeah.
Fixing and repairs.
That's a pink job. My house.
Car maintenance. Is that a professional job?
That's a professional.
Who drops the car to the garage?
I'd let Annie haggle with the garage. If that makes sense.
Shoveling snow, cleaning gutters, or any other outdoor upkeep.
Probably be a pink job in my house.
Electrical or plumbing work.
Whoa. Okay, so if we ran out of heat in Ireland and the rads need to be bled.
Yeah.
Then Annie would do that.
That's a pink job.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, this is looking really bad on me.
No, it's not. It's not.
It sounds like every job in that house is a pink job. Anyway, the two Johnnies there outlining the division of labour in the household. And new research has unearthed what couples actually fight about in terms of household chores. I'm joined by Stephanie Regan, clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the Tough Love podcast. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So people do row about everything.
Well, I think people row a lot about household chores. And I think what the two Johnnies there, interesting. They, but I think the chores they're talking about there, there were a lot of very big jobs, you know, very big things. Whereas really, it's the daily grind, I think. I think of household chores more like the daily grind. You know, the cooking, the cleaning, the putting out the bins, the daily, weekly and, you know, jobs. They're the things that really people, the loading the dishwasher, the unloading of the dishwasher, clearing the table, doing the shopping. These are the important household chores that have to be done at all times. And people do argue about them. Couples argue about them very much. It is, studies say 30 to 50% of people report, of couples report arguing about the household. I personally would shoot that right up to 80 to 100%. Mm-hmm. I think every couple have difficulties around this area. Almost everyone.
Yeah. Now, the division of labour, sometimes it's obvious if there's something that requires brute force strength,
yeah.
That the man generally does it. On the other hand, things that are more delicate often require a woman's touch.
Yes, and to be fair, I think we have to accept that there's a sociological kind of aspect to this, that women have been socialised very much to, you know, to notice these things. Research really shows this, that women notice around them. They sort of attend to the detail of what is around them more easily than men do.
I can hear it in my ears. You never see the dirt.
And you never see
and
the
dirt. I don't.
No, that is right. You don't see the dirt. And the research shows this, that you can bring a man and a woman into a room, into a kitchen, and the man will focus on the item, that be it the newspaper or the something he's looking for. The women will notice all the things that need attention.
So this is why when people might be dropping over in the house, it's a disgrace, it's terrible. But
you think it's fine.
I think it's fine.
That's right.
Every people live in every house.
Yeah.
So therefore, people are a bit sloppy in every house.
But people have different standards, and each woman and man have different standards. But this is really, I think this part that we're touching on there is the kind of, not so much hardwiring as socialised wiring, if you like, and cultural wiring that we have for women to do, to attend to these things. It's something now in this world of equality, in this time when people are both working, we're both contributing, sometimes even when the woman is contributing more and is out doing more of the work, there is still this second shift, as it is termed, where she will come home and still she is attending to not just the where the husband may do, for example, or the partner may do the cooking and the cleaning and all of that, but that there is another mental load that the woman tends to carry, which is where does Johnny have to be on Saturday? Who needs sports gear? What gift is required for the party that we have to go to on Sunday? Women carry that, and that is the second shift and the sort of mental load.
And what the men do is decide whether Donald Trump should invade Canada.
Yeah. Well, that too. But also men tend to choose, in the household sense, men tend to choose and be allocated, let's put it that way, jobs that are in many ways time limited. You know, they'll say, oh, I will do that. They will decide to do it. They will offer even to do it, but they will do a job that is finished and over.
And then it's back to the football.
Then it's back to the football. Also, it's the way they choose, and it's the way we have tended if we were to select, this is the way people automatically
is
select.
Is there also an element of learned helplessness on the part of men that, you know, the woman says, "Will you stop doing that? You're making a mess of that. I'll do it."
Well,
and
that's a problem.
And do it instead.
And that is a problem. And funny enough, I work often with couples who you know, this would come up in the scheme of things, that the kind of rowing that goes on around household chores. And I would always say to them, your standard is not what's important. It is getting the job done. And if you want something done, you have to allow people to do it at their own pace and in their own way. Something I would say even personally I found in my own house. I noticed that, obviously I'm aware of it. I noticed this thing of, you know, my husband not noticing something. And we have really come to a very good sort of arrangement, which is we leave the table, we walk away, and he comes back and does it when he's ready. Now, it's nice if you can do that instead of...
You can't leave it there until Saturday week, though.
No. Well, within the day. No, we have a certain limit. Before bedtime. But you know what I mean? It doesn't have to be out of your time. And this is what you're saying. Does the woman say... is she inclined to say, well, you're not doing it to my standard? Well, you know, I think you have to start recognising that we're both a bit different in the way that we approach jobs. And I think that if we can recognise the difference and how we are both socialised, male and female, differently, and try and then bring that together into some kind of format that it seems, you know, equitable, seems fair, seems efficient, but you have to tolerate the difference. And I think sometimes women do like to do it their way and they feel there's only one way to do it. And I don't think that's true.
We burnt our bras. We now have to work outside the home full time as well as continue to do the housewife's full time role. It's only when the estrogen levels drop we realise it's still a man's world. That's from the texture.
Yeah, and that's fair enough. That's her experience. I don't have that feeling myself. I've always felt that you have to kind of ask for what you want. You have to, you know, play a part in it. I think that things have really tipped quite a bit. That would be my experience. I never felt really put down in the workplace or anything like that. And so I think you have to be careful that we don't sort of, I don't know, cloud everything with that. It's not the only prism to look at things through.
Okay. But in terms of negotiating out of that double shift, how do you do that?
Well, I think that it's really important to... I think if you love somebody, you don't want them to be your slave, even if they say they're willing and they will do it and all of that. So whether that's the man being the slave or the woman being the slave, I don't think that anybody wants to do all the cooking or anybody wants to do all the cleaning. So it is up to you to be fair. And if you want sort of, I don't know, joy and respect and a bit of fun between you, nobody can be, you know, burdened. And I think you really have to come to the table with that sort of mindset and work out the daily, weekly and monthly chores and allocate them fairly. And if I can say a last thing, Pat, and it is that if there are children in play, it's really important to put into your mind that the research has really shown that children's, their academic performance and their success in life can be in some ways predicted by the allocation of chores in early life. So don't get your husband to do it. Don't get your wife to do it. Get them to do it.
Stephanie Regan, clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the Tough Love podcast. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.